to Glow in the Dark.
Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You're getting close to war, interstellar war, as Vatican Abdicator continues. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy draws towards its close, yes. Building up to war, BC knows the Eldred will soon be attacking. He's been able to see inside of Dolomei's mind, too, so he knows he'll be back to cause trouble soon. BC's been spending some time with the woman he loves, Anita Capituna, but soon he'll have to leave Ceres Central, which is her post, really, since, well, she's in charge of the place. So we've got Chapter 18 of Vatican Abdicator on the way. It introduces a cool device, this chapter. One that actually shows up again later in The Adventures of Alibi Jones. And this chapter also features a guy who, as a much older person, shows up again in the Alibi Adventures as well. We've got Krish in this chapter coming up. War is on the way. We are on the verge, as the Tragically Hip might say. And if you don't know who the Tragically Hip are, they're just one of the greatest bands ever, that's all. Phantom Power, Fully Completely, Day for Night, Road Apples, Up to Here. Listen to them. I'm serious. But we are on the verge of war with BC, after my little digression. We are on the verge of war, interstellar war with BC, coming up in Chapter 18 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. Please support this podcast by becoming a subscriber, becoming a member, whatever you'd like to call it, by donating on a monthly basis through Patreon. At patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, you can become a $2, $5, or $10 a month member and help me pay for the podcast. You know, there's hosting fees, website fees. Everybody wants a little piece of the pie. So, if you can, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And as a reward, I do give you things early and ahead of time. My patrons just this weekend got to see a page from the upcoming Alibi Jones comic book that was just freshly colored by Juan Carlos Quatordio. Now, Juan helps me out on projects. I actually got to help him out on a project this week. In news, book news, and otherwise, check out on my Facebook page, or at the Glow in the Dark Radio Facebook page, to be precise, a new video. Juan Carlos is working on a commercial account, and he needed an American voiceover. So I did the voiceover for him. It was just this past week, and because I'm all set up for audio now, I was able to turn it around right away when he asked. And so he was like, this is like magic. It's great. So yeah, if you go to facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio, you can see that video. It's all about, what do you call it? Crop dusting, basically. Crop spraying. And this is for a new drone-based system, which looks kind of cool. Makes sense to me. But yeah, that's one of the things I did this week. I narrated that video for Juan Carlos. Also finished up the audiobook I've been working on, Speed, No Limits, the business book. So hopefully that came out okay. Hopefully he's going to be happy with that. Alex, the author. He did ask me to read it very quickly, which makes sense, I guess, because it's called Speed. So a little faster than estimated as far as like how long it turned out, but just about 9 hours. Amazon had estimated 9.2, so I guess about 12 minutes short of what they'd figure. But again, that's because it was a faster narration pace, and that's what he wanted for a book called Speed, which I guess made sense. So, but finished that up Friday. That was due Friday, so we got it in on time. I've also been writing the Alibi Jones novel Will Not Stop. We're at 84,000 words, 84K right now. And counting. It's a big confrontation going on right now. This is like, you know, the big battle kind of thing happening that I'm writing. And I'm in that mode, which is great. It's a great feeling as a writer. It's like, I can't wait for people to read this. This is good, you know? Of course, once you finish that and you step away from it, you go back to it and you're like, oh, this is crap. Because that's being a writer. But right now, feels good. So I'm going to get back to that after I get the podcast out today. Also getting down to the last few comic book pages coming back from the artist. Casey is on his second to last page. And, of course, Christian's all done, so Juan Carlos is now coloring those pages. Since I did his video, he's got more incentive to do that. Yay! And he just got me back one of the pages that he needed to do. So those are coming back. So if all goes according to plan, I should be able to get this book out for Christmas, which would be the thing. I would like to put out Alibi Jones' Christmas present before Christmas. That's the deal. That's the idea, anyway. But geez, to do something for Christmas, you have to start in, like, January. It's serious. Anyway, those are things in the works. Works in progress. Whip it. Whip it good. WIP. Works in progress. That's all I'm saying. We are about to get into Chapter 18 of Vatican Abdicator. Stick around for that next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hey, guys. I'm Ray Belli, the host of Words for Granted, a brand new podcast that looks at how words change over time. Have you ever wondered where words come from or why they mean what they mean? Yeah? Well, me too. In fact, I think about these things all the time, and that's why I've created Words for Granted. It's kind of like an ongoing greatest hits compilation of the most fascinating word evolutions in the English language. Did you know that villain once meant farm worker, or that bead once meant prayer? The bottom line is, if you're a word nerd, let's be friends. You can find out more about the show at wordsforgranted.com and follow Words for Granted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you tune in to the next show.
Now, here's Chapter 18 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC begins issuing orders over breakfast. He's got one of the SAIF generals on the comm. I want a command and control ship here, near Ceres Central, BC says. But I'm next to a transbase jump point, so we can move fast if we need to. I'll need direct and complete access to Dragama and his ships at the asteroid base, and a link up with the shipyard, too. BC turns to Anita. I'm going to need you to coordinate the evacuations. We need to be careful. I don't think we want it to look like we're evacuating, if at all possible. We don't want people to panic, and we don't want to let on to the Eldred or Dolome that we know anything. BC rubs his head, an anxious headache threatening just behind his eyes. Hey, Prime Rep Campion? A tech calls over to BC. BC looks up, yeah? We've got Commander Dragama on the line for you. Dragama checks in with BC. His super squadron of five of their best ships and crews stands at ready at the asteroid base.
Where's that here, Prime Rep? We've got our ships arrayed around the base,
Dragama says.
We have reserves hiding out on more distant rocks. The asteroid defenses are linked into our ships. You know, sir, with only five ships on defense, the base's laser defenses should be able to fire more rapidly than they could in a more typical defensive situation. With so few friendlies in the sky, we can blanket even larger swaths with cover fire.
Great, BC says. Thanks, Dragama.
Dragama out!
Anita, what's happening with the scientists? I've got Chris and Dell coordinating their resettlement on Lunar Prime. They've been working all night. Most of our brain trust is already safely back inside Mars's orbit at this point. I'm not really sure that's any safer, to be honest, BC says. At least they know I'm thinking of them, he says, smiling. Anita frowns at BC's attempt at dark humor. I'm sure they'll be touched at your concern, she cracks. I'm trying not to take myself too seriously, he says, trying to explain. These are serious times, Anita observes. Commander Aziz checks in from the shipyards, now in lockdown mode.
Just 5 ships left on the assembly line, Prime Representative,
Aziz says.
We've been shutting the line down and securing it behind them, step by step.
The commander of Black Squadron has 4 squadrons under him at this point, guarding the shipyards. Black, white, green, and gold squadrons are all now answering to Aziz. BC has also sent extra ships Aziz's way. The shipyard defense forces have been bolstered by the new Stingers coming off the shipyard's assembly line.
What do you want to call the new squadron?
Aziz asks. What? BC asks, momentarily confused.
All the extra ships. There are enough for another squadron,
Aziz explains.
What would you have me designate it?
How about Silver, BC offers. Silver Squadron?
Silver it is, sir,
Aziz confirms.
Out for now, Prime Representative.
BC, Anita asks, getting his attention. What? Krish is on the comm for you, says it's important. He says he's afraid this might get lost in the shuffle. This, BC asks. This what? What does he want? I don't know, Anita says. He didn't tell me. BC sighs. Okay, put him on.
BC!
Chris greets him. Hello, Chris. How's the resettlement going?
It's annoying,
Chris admits.
Scientists are big and horrible babies when you disturb their nests. Lots of complaints. Fussy, fussy, fussy. But that's not why I'm calling.
No?
No. I've got something for you. Maybe a new, weapon. I think.
You think?
I'll take it. We need any advantage we can get.
What is it, Krish? BC asks.
I've been calling it a trans-space nullifier. Dell likes to call it a trans-space dampener. His name seems to be winning.
I don't care what you call it. What the fuck is it? And why should I care now?
What is it? A trans-space watsy?
A trans-space nullifier,
Krish says enthusiastically.
We reverse-engineered it from the Eldred Shield technology.
Can you explain it to me in layman's terms? BC asks.
Let's see,
Krish says, and he pauses, mulling it over.
Well, the Eldred Shields work because they nullify or dampen the energy directed at them. Makes sense, right?
Sure.
Well, that's a kind of passive application of the technology. It waits to be engaged to work, if you see what I mean.
Go on.
Well, I began to wonder if the tech could be used more actively. Instead of waiting to get hit, could we project the dampening effect back at the energy beam or whatever's source?
Could you?
No,
Krish says, disappointed.
An active application like that grew significantly weaker as it radiated from the point of its generation.
Wait a minute, BC stops him. What?
The signal didn't carry far enough to be effective,
Krish clarifies. Gotcha.
But,
Krish says with a bit of a flourish,
here's the good part. Although the projected dampening field was too weak to stop direct beam energy weapons, it turns out it does dampen another field, a weaker energy, more diffuse field we all know and love, the trans-space field, and the dampening effect could work over longer distances.
You can dampen the trans-space field? BC checks him.
Yeah,
Krish says. I didn't know there was a field involved, BC says.
Oh,
Krish says.
Let me back up. The trans-space drive creates a field around the ship that allows it to, work. With the active application of the adapted tech, we could dampen or nullify that field, and then the ship wouldn't be able to jump. The trans-space drive can't work without the field. We can take the field away.
What's the range? How far away can the field effectively dampen? BC asks Krish.
It has an effective field of about 10 kilometers.
10K in every direction?
More 5K in every direction, making a circle around 10K across.
Krish explains. Can the device be triggered remotely? BC asks, thinking. Doesn't seem like you can use it on a ship. I mean, wouldn't it stop you from jumping too?
Yeah, that's something we've been working on. But I suppose you could set it up, rig it so that it could pulse off remotely.
Krish says, thinking out loud.
Well, it's not much of a weapon otherwise, is it? BC asks him. Not if our ship is affected when we trigger it.
Oh,
Chris says.
Yeah, I see your point. Maybe it has to be a remotely triggered device.
That would be great, PC says, trying to sound encouraging. And in the meantime, send your working model out here pronto, PC orders.
What?
Chris asks, surprised. Pronto? Anita says, giving PC a look. I thought pronto sounded good, PC admits, aside.
So, you want this one?
Chris asks.
It isn't remotely triggered. Not yet.
Yeah, I want it now. Anything they don't know we have, I want. It's an advantage. Why don't you come out here with it and rig up a remote trigger for it on the way?
Okay. I'll get it out to you today. You really want this on your ship?
Hell, I want one on every ship, BC tells him.
Oh,
Chris says. There's silence as the statement sinks in.
I've got a lot of work to do then,
Chris finally says, breaking the silence. I guess you do, BC agrees.
Okay, then. Well, thank you, BC, for letting me say my piece,
Chris says. Thank you, Chris. This is big. Nicely done. BC congratulates the scientist.
Thanks, BC,
Chris says, brightening.
I'll get the testing unit out to you ASAP.
He signs off the comm. Huh. Maybe this is something we can use. Float it into the middle of their fleet, stop the Eldred from jumping, and blow them up. Command and control ship ready and waiting, Prime Representative, a safe officer reports to BC after he strides up to the breakfast table. CNC is parked in proximity in near orbit of Ceres Central. BC looks around the breakfast table, out at the milling crowd of people eating, drinking, and starting their day. Anita notices him gazing at their surroundings, knows he's ready to head to his ship. I'm beginning to know that look, she tells him. You're mentally taking it all in before you go, aren't you? BC almost blushes, mildly embarrassed. Funny, she can already see through me. Guess so, he says. Go ahead, Anita says. Your ship's waiting for you, Prime Representative, she says playfully. You want to join me on the CNC ship? He asks her. I do, she says, but I can't. You can't? My place is here. Ceres is my command. I see, BC says in mock hurt. BC, come on! I'd have stayed on the asteroid base if I thought that made sense. He keeps playing hurt. That's okay, I see. You know I'm right. He smiles at her. I know, but I don't have to like it. She smiles and then leans over and kisses him on the cheek. She leans back. I've got to get to my command center, she says. She gets up from the table. I'm sure we'll be talking soon, she tells BC. Let's hope it's just routine reports and pleasantries, BC says. Pleasantries, huh? Anita cracks. That's what you call them? She smiles again. Sure, he says.
What else do I say? How do you respond? Never mind.
Anita turns and heads away across the cafeteria and off towards a command center.
Guess I'll head for my ship. Hope they don't attack while I'm shuttling across. I wonder how long we do have. How much time until the Eldred attack? The Tomo said within the month. Are they right?
That was Chapter 18 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. The Transspace Nullifier, or Dampener, if you want to go with Del's name, but we know whose name wins out eventually. But that was good news for BC. Chris giving BC a little bit of good news there and defensive ideas for the fight against the Eldred, which are necessary because it's going to be a battle. Turning the old asteroid base into a giant decoy? Well, after all this preparation, let me assure you, the shit starts to hit the fan on our next chapter, on our next episode. As the Eldred return and attack, quite possibly, in Chapter 19, A Vatican Abdicator, coming up on our next Glow in the Dark Radio. I'd like to ask you, if you can, to support the podcast by becoming a patron at Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. There's $2 a month and $5 a month and $10 a month levels there. Helps me to pay for the hosting and all such things. I'm gonna finish up here and get back to writing the latest novel, which is now at 84K. Won't stop yet, so have to keep going. Working on the new comic book too, the Alibi Jones comic. And I got the new audiobook that I've been working on turned in, so I will let you know when that's going to be available. But man, yeah, lots in the works. And of course, this podcast each week. Be back with our next episode, Chapter 19 of Vatican Abdicator, next time around. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.